So let's review. The Mishnah continues with V'kaynes Atzmai, the ways in which an Eved Kenani becomes free from his owner. Remeir says, V'kesev al de acherim, u'bishtar al de Atzmai. V'chacham ayimim v'kesev al de Atzmai, u'bishtar al de acherim. The Gemara explains that Remeir is specific and holds that V'kesev al de acherim in, al de Atzmai loy. With money, he can only be redeemed by others, but not by himself. And b'shtar al de Atzmai in al de acherim loy. With a document of release, he goes free only if he accepts it himself, but not if others accept it for him. While the words of the Chacham mean, b'kesef af al yidei atzmai, u'bishtar af al yidei acherim. The Chacham hold that regarding both kesef and shtar, bein al yidei acherim, bein al yidei atzmai, in all cases the Eved becomes free. The Gemara introduces a third opinion, that of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that bein b'kesef, bein b'shtar, al yidei acherim in, al yidei atzmai loy. We will review the explanation of the above by the various methods. The Gemara first explains that there is no machlokes in the case of kesev ishtar al de acherim midaitai. If others do it for him with his knowledge, all agree that he goes free. Therefore, from now on, when we refer to al de acherim, it is shaloi midaitai without his knowledge. We have one machlokes bishtar al de acherim. Remeir holds loy, it's not valid, because he holds chayvu le'eved sheyetim miyad rabbi lecheres, vein chayvu la'adam shaloi b'fanav. It's a disadvantage for an Eved to become free, and one cannot become a Shliach without his consent. While the Chacham hold al yidei acherim in, because they hold zchusu le'Eved, sheyetzim yad rabbi l'cheres, bezachon le'adam shalei b'fanav. It's an advantage for an Eved to become free, and the person becomes a Shliach even without his knowledge. In this case, Reb Shimon ben Elazar agrees with the Chachamim. However, in the case of Bekesef al yidei acherim, Remeir agrees with the Chachamim and Reb Shimon ben Elazar that al yidei acherim in, and the Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye explains that even though it's a chayv, it's valid because bekesef makin lebal karche. This person could have been bought him with this money even against his will. Therefore, he can redeem him as well even without his consent. However, we cannot use this rationale regarding shtar al yidei acherim because the same shtar would not acquire him because hay shtar l'chud v'hay shtar l'chud. A shtar shichur contains a different text than the shtar kinyan, and therefore this person cannot accept it shalei medaitai. Rava explains, Kesev kabbalis rabbi garmaloi. When being redeemed with money, the owner is the only active participant. He frees him in exchange for the money. Therefore, the Eved can become free, al yidei acherim, even shalei midaitai. However, shtar kabbalis acherim garmaloi. When being freed with a shtar, the one who accepts it is also an active participant. Therefore, the Eved cannot become free, al yidei acherim, shalei midaitai, because the acherim cannot be his shliach, since it's a chayv. The Gemara continues to explain the machlekes in the case of bekesef al yidei atzmai. Remeir holds al yidei atzmai loy, because ein kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi. Since an eved does not have his own money, he must have received this kesef from others. However, Remeir holds that an eved cannot acquire anything even if those who gave it to him said al menashe ein l'rabbi reshuspa, we're giving it to you on the condition that your master does not acquire it. Therefore, he cannot use this money to redeem himself, because the adon already owns the kesef before the eved hands it to him. While the Chacham hold al yidei atzmai in because yesh kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi, an eved can acquire things if it was given to him al menashe ein l'rabcha reshuspa. Therefore, the kesef belongs to the eved, and when he hands it to the adon, he becomes free. In this case, Reb Shimon ben Elazar agrees with Reb Meir that al yidei atzmai loy because ein kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi. However, there is no machlokes between Reb Meir v'Chacham b'shtar al yidei atzmai, and even Reb Meir holds al yidei atzmai in that the eved does become free because gita v'yodei bo'en ke'achad. When the Eved accepts the shtar, both his independence and his ability to acquire things come about simultaneously. However, Shimon ben Elazar disagrees with him and holds al yidei atzmai loy because he disagrees with the concept of gita v'yodei bo'en ke'echad, because gamar la mi'isha. An Eved is compared to a married woman through gzeirah shavah of the words la. The pasuk of get isha states v'chasav la sefer krisis, and the pasuk of get shichur states echuv shaloi nitin la ma'isha ad sheyetzi get l'rishus. Just as a woman is divorced only if the get is transferred out of the husband's domain, as the pasuk states, v'nasim b'yada, and a wife is not her husband's property, af eved nami atchayetzi get l'rishus she'ena shaloi. An eved becomes free only if the shtar shichur is transferred out of the owner's property. Therefore, the eved cannot accept the shtar since he is still his owner's property. And as Rashi explains, Reb Meir and the Chum disagree with Reb Shimon Elazar and hold that an Eved is compared to an Isha in that Ma Isha Mekabel is Gita, Af Eved Mekabel Gita. Just as a woman can accept her own get, so too an Eved can accept his own Shtar Shichur. The Gemara proceeds with three explanations of the machlokes regarding yesh kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi. And the same also applies to yesh kinyan le'isha b'lei bala, whether a woman can acquire an item for herself. The machlokes is when the eved was given money as a gift, bestam, with no stipulations, in which her mayor holds, zacha b'lei rabbi, the owner acquires the money through the eved, because ein kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi, while the chacham hold, le'i zacha b'lei rabbi, the owner does not acquire the money because das acheres makna isay. The Eved received the money from someone else who does not want the owner to acquire the money. Rabbi Amar Rav Sheshar says, the Kuli Amma ain't kinyan le'Eved b'lei rabbi. They both agreed that if the Eved was given money b'stam, the owner requires it. The Machlokes is only when the Akne le'achar mana v'Amar le'amanasha in la'avrcha rishus b'y. If the person stipulated that the Eved received the money on the condition that his owner does not acquire it. Remeir holds, zalcha b'lei rabbi, because ki Amar le'kni, Kenei Eved v'kenei Rabbi. P'chi amale amanas, loy klum kamale. The Tanai cannot take effect. While the Chacham hold loy zocha bei Rabbi, because kiman the amale amanas, ahani loy Tanai. The Tanai does take effect. Rav Elazar says, the kule amale pligi, the kanei Eved v'kanei Rabbi. They both agree even in this case where the Eved was given money with the general Tanai, the owner does acquire the money through the Eved's ownership. The Machlekes is only where kagain de akne le achar mana, if the person who gave the money stipulated that the Eved acquired the money on the condition that through this money he shall become free. Remeir holds, Zalcha bei Rabbi, because ki amalei kenei, kenei Eved v'kenei Rabbi. P'chi amalei amanas, loy klum kamalei. While the Chacham hold, loy Zalcha bei Rabbi, because l'didei nami hold, loy kamakni lei. The owner does not acquire the money because the Eved did not own the money either, because it was given only for his shechur.